With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. In spite of an infection rate lower than that of the public at large, Gebers Farms is facing $2 million in fines from the state for violating coronavirus safety regulations in the workplace. But 12th District Representative Keith Gaynor says it appears Gebers was doing everything right.
Given the size of their operation, the commitments that they made to the safety of their workforce, you know, they had safety officers that were monitoring people's physical health and doing all the things that they were required to do. And yet to end up with fines being assessed like this, it's not really a fine that, you know, encourages corrective behavior because it's almost the kind of fine that puts people out of business.
That two of their workers died from COVID, Gaynor says, doesn't mean Gebers was negligent.
Realistically, when we look at, you know, what the issues were surrounding those deaths, I don't see how you can specifically attribute anything that Gebers did or anywhere in their work environment that they were contributing factors to the death.
Gaynor says it's easy to simply point fingers.
There shouldn't be the assumption that it's not happening. I mean, there should be more of an investigation and, I guess, a reliance on the good faith of the employer to provide that safe work environment. And I don't believe that we've seen that from the governor or his staff at this time.
Officials say Gebers are still trying to decide whether or not to appeal these fines. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.